This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. In California, Ohlone people and Berkeley city officials are celebrating the land back of a sacred site. Christina Onnestad reports.
It's considered the largest land back of an urban city. The two-acre West Berkeley Shell Mound is where the Ohlone people first established a human settlement on the shores of the San Francisco Bay 5,700 years ago. Fast forward to today, through hundreds of years of colonization, stolen lands, and a mission system that enslaved the First Nations people, the site is now a paved-over parking lot. But that's about to change. Berkeley Mayor Jesse Aragin.
Berkeley made history. And we did it by honoring the first people who live on this land. And this historic step is critical to righting past wrongs.
The city of Berkeley committed $1.5 million to help purchase the land for the Segorite Land Trust and Ohlone Confederated Villages of Lujan with a new vision for indigenous cultural revitalization. Melissa Nelson is chair of the board of directors of the Segorite Land Trust. They raised $25 million to purchase the land.
A place for gathering, for ceremony. We want to restore the native landscape, daylight the creek that flows through this area. We want to plant native medicines, native foods, so that we can again gather and tend to our traditional relatives.
The trust plans to build a commemorative park with a new shell mound and a cultural center to house cultural objects. I'm Christina Onnestad.
More than 1,700 athletes competed in the Arctic Winter Games are now headed home. After a week of competition in South Central Alaska, they hailed from six Arctic nations. They all competed for ulus, medals shaped like a curved knife. Alaska took home the most, 221, including 70 gold. KMBA's Rhonda McBride has more.
Some call the Arctic Winter Games the Olympics of the North. But the Dene Games and indigenous Arctic sports are what make this a one-of-a-kind event. Marjorie Tawbone has been involved in the Dene Games for 20 years, and now she's a coach.
Just being able to come together with international friends and cousins, it warms my heart.
It's very emotional.
Judah Eason from Kenai won a bronze ulu in the finger pull, which puts hand strength to a test. But he was more excited when elders awarded him a medal for fair play.
That's the heart of these games, more than anything else. The ability to mentor others and win and lose graciously and build each other up as a community.
Are you going to watch the hockey game?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we're here for.
Then you probably want to head for the back corner where the elevator is.
Okay. Yeah.
Jack Tim and his wife Kathy are among 2,000 volunteers. The Wasilla couple says with so many people involved, they're surprised at how this mega event has run like a well-oiled machine.
There's so much positivity just flowing through this building.
Let's go, let's go, come on, Blue!
Win or lose, it was a chance for teams to play their very best, like Team Nunavut from the far eastern Canadian Arctic. Although they were disappointed to be knocked out of the semifinals and had to settle for a bronze ulu, Luke Joy said it was far from a total loss.
We all came together as a team and started communicating together, and we just found our inner peace.
Planning is already underway for the next Arctic Winter Games to be held in Whitehorse in 2026. Reporting from Wasilla, Alaska, I'm Rhonda McBride.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
The Indian Arts and Crafts Board promotes Indian artists of federally recognized tribes through its online source directory. Information on this no-charge opportunity available at doi.gov/IACB, who support this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.